trading wag that came through here a month ago.
Chloe, night shit. That the truth, hon?
You stoop. There's no grizzly like that up here.
You sure, Ryan?
Ryan turned to look at her. Dyed hair like fire in the sunlight. The trader was always kidding her about her hair, and she was always promising that one day she'd dye it green. Ryan knew Hunniker well enough to guess that she might just do it.
Sure, I'm sure. Let's go.
The first dozen or so houses they came across were utterly devastated. It wasn't possible to tell whether it was the result of the nuking or whether they'd been pillaged and burned out in the past few years. Roofs had fallen in, and every window gaped, glassless. A swimming pool behind one had a faded mosaic on its stained sides, and it was still possible to make out the design of interlocked human eyes. A small lizard scrabbled in the few inches of water that stagnated in the deep end. Locke aimed her blaster at the creature, but Ryan quickly checked her.
If I want muties on her necks, then I'll give them a shout.
Sorry, Ryan.
Never apologize, sweetie. It's a sign of weakness.
They continued on. A splash of yellow flowers lined a number of side trails that darted off from up the gradually steeper flanks of the valley.
Shall we split up and scout around?
Better stay together. With five of us, we can protect ourselves against any sort of mutie attack. But if we split up into smaller numbers, safety becomes less certain. Don't forget there's supposed to be scabbies around here.
I don't see no sign.
Then you better use your eyes better, because that looks fresh painted to me.
Ryan pointed ahead of them and to the right, at a single-story house with a long cream-colored wall. On it, in fresh, dripping letters of dark green, someone had scrawled a message.
W-A-E-R-S-K-A-B-I-S?
Where scabbies? Beware scabbies! Well, I seen better spelling, but I guess the message is triple clear.
We stay together, huh?
We stay together. Let's check it out.
They cautiously made their way through the front door of the cream-walled house. Inside, they found two corpses. It was difficult to tell from their condition what they'd once been. One might have been a woman, but the mutilations were so severe that it was hard to tell for sure. The smaller body lacked a head, hands, or legs.
Probably a child. Like to get one of those mutie bastards in front of my blaster.
Been dead around a week, looks like. Drying out in this heat.
The skin was stretched taut, and was such a dark brown it edged into black. There were no eyes in the gaping sockets, and the soft tissues at the mouth, nose, and groin had already been largely eaten away by a variety of predators.
Think he'd have buried them, the guy that left that message. Must have been his kin.
Maybe not. I mean, look around. No sign of a firefight here. Looks like scabbies crept up out of the hills and chilled them. Sign could have been done by someone passing through. Or someone who lived nearby here.
You're right there, stranger. Lives nearby. Old Walt lives nearby, and that's a fact.
The man who stood in the doorway of the ravaged house was around 5 feet 9 inches tall and looked like he might weigh around 90 pounds soaking wet. He was dressed in a variety of animal skins and was barefoot. His face was whiskered, revealing just a pair of faded blue eyes. The man carried what looked like a crossbreed blaster, half shotgun and half self-made bell muzzle blunderbuss. Ryan eased the hammer back down on his big Ruger.
You put that warning up?
Sure did, sonny. Never got the way of letters, but I got close as I could. Hey, was you ever bit by a dead snake?
No.
Me neither. But I heard tell of it. This preacher near Leadville was with a married slut and her husband come back. Preacher jumped out the back window barefoot and landed on a dead rattler. Got poisoned and died. Heard tell of it years ago it was.
What happened to these two people here?
The widow bishop and her little lad. Scabbies come a week back. I was out hunting. Seen tracks of a big mutie grizzly.
Is that right? How about that, Ryan?
Why didn't you bury them?
Why would I do that, sonny?
Because of fucking decency, you terminal fool.
Not my kin.
Sure, you just keep on walking by the other side, old man. And someone will do the same for you one fine day.
Seen the scabby since? Nope, hide nor hair. But I know they're still around here.
How?
I ain't deaf, sonny. I hear them. Most nights. Yelping and singing. And I smell them cooking.
Where do you live?
Top of the hill, sonny. Y'all come see me when you've poked around here. I'm going up there now. Say, did I ask you if you was ever bit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's some story, ain't it?
After Walt had vanished, leaving behind the lingering stink of a long unwashed body, Ryan led the others into the next building up the canyon. They left the corpses where they were, since the rec time was limited. The next house was larger. All the glass was gone, and the interior looked as if it had weathered a hurricane. Not a stick of furniture remained undamaged. Ryan stood at the open doorway, turning to the others.
Ben, you and Locke stay here. One each side and keep your eyes open. Ray, climb up on the roof there. Don't shout if you see anything. Just get down and report.
Well, you and Hun go have fun inside, huh?
You do it, or you stay here and keep Walt company after we're gone.
You threatening me, Ryan?
Don't be a stoop. You've ridden long enough with the Warwax to know there's a country mile of difference between a threat and a promise. What I said was a promise, Lox.
Ryan turned his back on her and stepped inside. Hun followed. It took a few moments for his vision to adjust to the darkness within the open-plan building.
Nukes or muties?
Both.
What are we looking for? Food? Blasters? Not likely to find anything in this shit heap.
Never know. I've been places and found things.
Unexpectedly, the woman stepped in close, grabbed at his groin, and squeezed gently.
I've been things and found places, Ryan.
Is that right?
Their coupling took less than 5 minutes. It wasn't all that terrific for either of them. Hunniker was bent backwards over a torn Naugahyde sofa, her pants around her ankles. Ryan simply unbuttoned and thrust into her, feeling her pelvis grinding against his, her arms strong around his neck, her mouth sucking at his lips hungrily.
That wasn't bad, sweets. But we gotta do it properly with more time.
That's a good idea.
That little cutie July just might come in on a three-way.
Hun licked her lips in a way that made Ryan regret they'd been so hurried.
You're full of good ideas today.
After Hun pulled her pants back up and snapped her belt buckle, they moved on. They found a pile of debris standing 10 feet high in the farthest room. Ryan guessed it might have been some sort of workroom. The shell of a word processor rested on top of shelves, along with files and folders. Hunniker went to check the other rooms. Ryan reached out and tugged at the pile, bringing half the mountain sliding down around his feet. He probed the shelves and recognized a machine that was some kind of message transceiver. He'd seen them before, but never one that was in good working order. Some of the old pre-nuke machines had double lithium batteries that were supposed to last nearly forever. It had a number of keys: outgoing message, message record, message received, announce only, rewind and play, stop. Ryan pressed outgoing message, expecting to hear nothing but silence.
Hi, this is Dave Platt. Sorry I'm out right now, and the way things are, I'm not real sure what time I might get back, but leave a message for me.
Ryan stood in reflection for a moment, then pressed play.
Hi, Dave. Corinne here. Denver's gone crazy. I don't know when I can get away. I'll catch you later. Love you. Mwah.
Hunniker appeared at the doorway, saying nothing, her face solemn.
Hi, Dave. I'm calling at 1:30 or on. I can't remember. Dave, man. Listen, can we stay at your place? There's nothing here but...
Ryan pushed the stop button.
Not with a bang, but a whimper.
How's that?
Something I read someplace sometime. About how the world would end.
Ryan, it ended up with the biggest fucking bang the world's ever known, or ever will know.
Yeah. Find anything around?
No. Just a lot more shit like this all over the house. The place has been scavenged clean of anything useful.
Go tell the others we're leaving. Better look in on that old crazy up on top of the hill before we get back to the wags.
Right.
Something brushed against Ryan's boots as he took a step. He bent and picked up a crumpled comic book. Through a crack in the wall, his eye caught a flicker of movement, but whatever it had been was gone. The comic was called The Watchman. It was written by someone named Alan Moore. Inside the back cover were some striking pictures of some other comic called V for Vendetta. Ryan had seen a lot of comics in his time. Oddly, despite their seeming frailty, they were something that survived around Deathlands better than a lot of other tougher things.
Ryan!
Reluctantly, he dropped the comic book back on the pile and and headed out the door. The other four were grouped together, looking up the hillside.
What is it, hon?
The old crazy guy, Walt. He's waving his arms around to get us to go up there.
Ryan